I'd like to talk to you this morning about some data which may have quite a bearing upon your cases. And that is the whole principle of making space. How it errs in the individual, the misconceptions which can occur as a result of what the GE is doing, and etc. The GE is quite concerned with making space. The GE makes as much space as he has a body. He makes more space than he has a body, actually, but that is his space. Actually has a series of anchor points, which, in when the GE is in good shape, are a series of gold balls. Many, many, many of them, which themselves make the structure which the GE is using for space. Now, there is the GE anchor point. In SOPHC, this is remedied by putting the anchor points back in position again. And this is done by getting the pre-clear to see or contact the anchor points and adjust them. And this is done by getting him to mock up anchor points until he can see anchor points, and getting them to mock up anchor points in the vicinity of misplaced body anchor points until these misplaced body anchor points brighten up, get shiny, and click into their proper position. And when I say click, I mean just that. They click into their proper position. Now, if you could see the body as an electronic structure, which is basically composed of anchor points, which in themselves make the space of the body, you would get a much truer picture than you would get in looking at the body as a head and a couple of arms and a couple of legs. That is not what the body looks like. You go around looking at people and you say, well, that fellow is composed of a head and torso and arms and legs. Well, he wouldn't be composed of that if it weren't for these electronic anchor points. There are a couple of them in the first place, which are the wing anchor points, which go way out, up, and in front of him. They're over here to the right and up, and over to the left and up. And in some people who are in pretty good shape, they are many, many yards away. And in some people who are in terrible shape, they're practically collapsed on the body. Those are two balancing points. They give the body a front space. And without them, the body doesn't have that front space. You run into a pre-clear who doesn't have any space in front of his body, who can't contact space easily. One of the first things we find is wrong with him is these big wing anchor points out here, and they're quite large, are misplaced, tangled up, or so drained down in terms of energy that they aren't operating as anchor points. If they're drained down in terms of energy, of course, they are out of position too, because they're held in balance electronically. Now, it's very hard to damage the GE's anchor points, but it can be done. And the way it can be done is draining the energy out of them. Now, let me tell you a few more places where these anchor points are. The Chinese unwittingly drew, and I said unwittingly, the Chinese are very, very intelligent people, but they never even vaguely got into this category. They drew some of the key anchor points of the body in their acupuncture charts. The Chinese acupuncture charts demonstrate anchor points. Well, now let's take modern electronics. We find out that there is such a thing called a beep meter, and this beep meter echoes every time there is an electronic liveness in the body. It echoes where pain areas are and so forth, but it also echoes where the anchor points are. And so we go over a body, and we take a look at the body with the meter, and we'll find these anchor points on either side of the throat, either side, you might say, of the neck, in the hollow here of the wrist, in the elbow, inside elbow joint. They are back of the knees. They're just many such key places. Now, if you were to displace one of these in the wrist, you could actually, hold your hat, warp the bone or turn the bone at the place where you'd put the anchor point newly. In other words, you have a new joint. The body responds to the positions of these anchor points so thoroughly that you just might as well say that the body is a sort of a jelly an illusory jelly which is pretending to be solid amongst this truly solid structure of anchor points. If you look at a preclear as being an illusion hung up by spatial anchor points, and the spatial anchor points is real, you can do an awful lot with the body. If you keep looking at him as having arms and legs as his basic anatomy, you'll get nowhere. The reason medicine has failed lies mainly in the fact that it never got down to physical structure. The medical doctor studies the tibia when he ought to be studying an anchor point. The broken bone can occasion an enormous amount of distress to an individual. But what happens when the bone is broken? And what is the first manifestation which an auditor could contact that would remedy the break? It would be the derangements of anchor points. How about a sprain? It'll knock out anchor points. Sometimes on a sprain, if the preclear, it's only sometimes because the preclear occasionally is unable to contact such an anchor point. In the case of a sprain, if you were to ask the preclear to locate the misplaced anchor point in the area of the sprain and mark up a few anchor points like it, you know, and throw them away, and mark up a few more like it, throw them away, mark up a few more like it, and then push the anchor point back into position again, you would find the sprain going zzz, gone. The magic associated with spiritual healing or electrical healing or something of that character is a magic that takes place because of the existing anchor points. Now, we see a homo sap walking down the street out here. We're sailing along, minding our own business or flirting with the birds or something of the sort. And this homo sap is walking down the street, and we want him to stop. One of the best ways to stop him is not to go up and whisper in his shell-pink ear, you will stop now. No, one of the best ways is simply take hold of one of his big wing anchor points and just pull it around and wrap it around the other anchor point. He will be so confused, he will stop. He'll suddenly be very confused. Now, supposing we wanted to turn him around and have him walk down a path in another direction, let's just get hold of one of the wing anchor points and pull it out of position until he finally turns down the path, because he will. And when he turns down the path, let it go. He will walk on the new course. The command value of the anchor point over the orientation of the body is fabulous to behold. If you didn't know this about anchor points, you might have trouble sometime handling some other body. But all bodies are built inside this electronic structure, and all bodies are built to respond to and be oriented with this electronic structure. And what we call flesh is really held in space by an electronic pattern composed of golden balls. The test of this is whether or not it works on a preclear, and it sure does, because now and then you get a preclear who can't exteriorize by the time he runs step two or step three or something like that. You ask him to look into his head and find if there are any anchor points in there. Well, they probably look black to him. So you have him walk up little gold balls around inside his head for a little while and throw them away, and these anchor points will brighten up and brighten up and brighten up. And all of a sudden you say, oh, yes, yes, there's a lot of these things in here. Under each eye, there's a, looks like a, oh, gee, there are thousands of them under each eye. And there's four big ones, one at the corner of each eye, you know, two to each eye. Yeah. And there's a couple down here in the jaw, the one on each jaw. Oh, boy, and he'll say, one of those is sure out of position. Well, you say, mock up a few more like it. Mark up a few more like it in the position it should be in. Bang, bang, bang. He walks them up. Just gets mental images of them, that's all, and throws them away. And if he does it well enough, actually this jaw anchor point will go into position. You say, be 3 feet back of your head, and he will be. Why? Well, it's just a problem of you're asking him to exteriorize out of no space. You give him space, and he can exteriorize out of the space. If he has no space, he can't exteriorize out of the space. Basically, exteriorization is a problem in anchor points. Now, many a preclear is going to be processed by you as an auditor for dozens and dozens and dozens of hours after he has been able to adjust his own anchor points. In other words, you'll just omit this step. You'll just forget I said anything about this, or the boy did, and you'll just go on and grind, 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 when actually somewhere along the line you said, look around inside your head and see if you can find an anchor point. See if you can find a gold ball. See if you can find a black one. If you had said that, well, you would have had the boy exteriorized and in good shape. Now, when you first ask them to look around inside their head, they see them as black, quite ordinarily, if you pre-clear any trouble at all. If he had no trouble exteriorizing, oh boy, can he see anchor points. All right, you ask him to exteriorize, he can't exteriorize. One of the indicated steps on the subject of exteriorization is just look around inside your head and see if you can find some points of one kind or another, or spheres. And he'll say, you say, well, mock up some gold spheres inside your head and around your head. Just mock up a lot of them and throw them away. And mock up some more, and do whatever you please with them, but just mock up some more. And all of a sudden you say, yeah, there's some black spheres inside my head. And you say, well, all right, let's mock up some gold spheres in the vicinity of those black spheres, some more, and all of a sudden it's getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter, and all of a sudden the basic anchor points of the skull show up. Now you say, if this pre-clear can mock up anchor points so well, why don't you have him simply mock up an anchor point and put it into the proper position instead of moving the GE's anchor point into the proper position? Now, let me make that more clear. He finds that he has some places where there ought to be anchor points, and he doesn't immediately see where the anchor points are. So he just gets very gay and happy and says, well, gee, you know, there ought to be an anchor point in that place. He sort of knows this, you see. There ought to be an anchor point there, so I'll just mock one up and put it in that position. Well, the funny part of it is he can very often mock up much prettier anchor points than the GE anchor points and put this in this position. But for the next few days, he'll have a headache until his anchor point is finally uprooted and thrown away. It's not the GE's anchor point. That's what's wrong with it. So whenever you find a pre-clear doing this, make sure that you get him to throw away his anchor point and simply continue with the exercise of mocking up anchor points until the proper GE anchor point materializes and is moved into its position. The GE is only healthy on its own anchor points. And something for you to remember, because you're liable to run into that one. All right. You ask him to mock up these anchor points and mock them up more and more and more and more of them. Pretty soon the GE anchor points get all bright and burnished. What's happening? The pre-clear is actually furnishing juice, you might say, which clean up the GE anchor points. He's feeding him juice. By mocking up similar anchor points, he is really charging up the GE anchor points. And so, the GE anchor points, being out of position because of little electronic swirls and flows and cross riffles and so forth, you know, I mean, there's a little electronic flow going, let's say this jaw anchor point's out of shape. There's a little electronic flow going right straight through the hole where this jaw anchor point ought to be. See? And every time this jaw anchor point tries to go back into this hole, why, the flow kicks it out again. So he tries to put it back, and the flow kicks it out, and put it back, and the flow kicks it out, and put it back. Well, there's really a flow there because there are other anchor points out of position. So if you keep on mocking up anchor points for this area, it will absorb and adjust the flow, and then, of course, you can put the GE anchor point back in it. But the pre-clear took up and adjusted this flow by putting in substitute anchor points. You see, he let them take the pounding. The mock-ups took the pounding. You know, your mock-ups are real. If your body is real, and if these anchor points hold the space of the body, as they quite observably do, and if you can mock up anchor points, which vastly influence these body anchor points, and which actually can substitute for them and give the body a headache, looks to me like your mock-ups aren't very thin or illusory. It looks to me like they can be considered thoroughly as real as the chair you're sitting in, which they can be, of course. Now, what application does this have? Well, it has the application of adjusting the space of the body. A body has a very difficult time being beautiful or being healthy if its anchor points are all out of position. So this is a necessary step in the handling of the body and is the primary step to be consulted if your pre-clear, after a little auditing, is having an awful lot of trouble getting out. If you give him a little auditing and he's still having a lot of trouble getting out, for heaven's sakes, try at least to adjust his anchor points by getting him to mock up anchor points around inside his head until he can see his own and then put his own back into place. And after you have audited universe processing for a long time on some pre-clear, after you've audited this universe processing for some time, he still doesn't exteriorize, remember something else. You should at that time take another whack at anchor points. With any pre-clear you're auditing, no matter how long it takes for this individual to be brought out of the woods, remember to inject this technique about the adjustment of anchor points. Someplace along the line, you're going to win. And it'll be a faster win than you have ever heard of before. The fellow says, yeah, well, what do you know? But they're all black, he'll say. They're all kind of horrible and black. That's because the energy's all drained down out of them. The electronic flows through from anchor point to anchor point are not in good balance, and so the anchor points are dragging themselves down. Drags the goldness out of them, which is the fluid energy, and they turn black. Just as you would burn a piece of wood and get it black eventually. And so he goes along, he sees these sooner or later, he adjusts them. All of a sudden, his body feels beautiful and life is beautiful. How many are there to adjust? Well, fortunately, he can adjust them rather fast, but don't overlook the fact that there can be dozens out of position, seriously out of position, dozens. A couple, 3 hours spent with a pre-clear doing nothing but adjust anchor points is never misspent. Never. Particularly because his primary goal, being in a civilization which has as his primary concern care of the body, care of the body, care of the body, care of the body, his primary concern is putting up this mock-up. That's the one thing a Thetan is trying to do. He's either trying to put up or take down his own mock-up or keep other people from putting up or taking down mock-ups. And he's trying to put up this body as a mock-up. He's in a civilization where the thing to do, part of his basic agreement, is to have a healthy body and so forth. Well, you can do that by adjusting anchor points. You can also change the beauty of a woman quite markedly in two different ways. You could get her to scramble her anchor points up so that she would look like an old bat of about 99. You could actually pull anchor points out of line until she looked like an antique. Or you could take and put anchor points back into position and do it so well, get her to do it so well, and do it so thoroughly, that although she was 50, she would start looking like a girl. The skin, for instance, is designed with a certain looseness and so forth to fit over a certain mass, to cover a certain area, all right? Her facial anchor points get driven in, thrown out of position, and the next thing you know, her face, bone structure. Now, this is something, you see, that could never be credited by medicine. Bones do not get big and get small. Well, they don't. But her bone structure has actually sunk in and gotten smaller. The tissue has actually deteriorated in its volume. And the skin is still the same amount of skin. So what does she get? She gets wrinkles. Now she thinks the thing to do is to go around and get her face lifted. Well, that's a good thing to do, maybe, because it certainly does put back some mass there for the skin to set on. And that's all that facelifting does, actually, is actually put some mass in under the skin. What they do, they take a squirt gun of some sort and take some beeswax. Really, a patient never knows this, you know. They're unconscious under ether while this is being done. And they pay $8,000 to have their face lifted. Well, actually, all the guy does is squirt some beeswax in the proper places underneath the skin. It's quite painful. And the other thing they do is take hold of folds of skin, amputate it, and hook it back up over their ears. Pull it in places where it's not easily seen. They just tighten up the skin that way. It makes them look kind of skull-like. But they do a good job with this plastic surgery, they call it. That's because they use plastic. But what are they doing? In essence, they're trying to repair the mass that sits under the skin. or they're trying to take enough tension out of the skin so that it can cover less mass. It's a problem in masses then. And masses, let me call to your attention, is always a problem in space. You try to get a Cadillac car into the same space as an MG, and you will just have to confess eventually that mass is also a problem in space. And here we have then, in repairing the appearance of the preclear, the primary technique. And until he can do this, he is not going to repair his appearance. I'm awfully sorry to have to make a didactic statement on the matter, but I'm talking from at least 1,000 case histories. I'm talking from an enormous amount of data here. And I found out that the actual repair of the appearance, I'm not talking now about just repair of the body, I'm talking about the repair of the appearance of the body, does not really take place until the anchor points are adjusted. Where another technique or another subject has adjusted the appearance of the body, you accidentally adjusted the anchor points. Let's take running a grief charge. You run a grief charge out of an individual after a death. They've looked very old and haggard. You ran the grief charge out, and you found they look much younger. All right. They must have had a rather temporary disruption of anchor point currents in the vicinity of the face, which running the grief charge immediately repaired. That's an accident that their looks got so much better. Well, the more an auditor depends upon actuality and the less he depends upon accident, the happier that auditor's preclear is going to be, and the more successful that auditor is going to be. He shouldn't depend on accidents. There's nothing very mysterious about making space. It is the basic of structure. When you think of structure, first think of space. Don't think of mass. I repeat that. When you think of structure, or altering structure, changing structure, healing structure, think first of space. When it comes to handling currents, whether they're electronic currents, emotional currents, or any other kind of currents, think first of space. Space is primary in all such considerations. And the definition of space is a viewpoint of dimension. And the dimension in structure is represented by an anchor point. And that is actually all there is to it. Four anchor points make space. It isn't that the space exists into which you put four anchor points. Before you put up those four anchor points in a tetrahedron or whatever, you actually had no space. You can just grasp that as an auditor, in case it will start to fall apart on you. A man can't grow unless he has space to grow into. He won't shrink any place unless the space is contracted in that place. This universe is an artificial space universe. One of the giddiest tricks under the sun is the way this universe is put together. You could think, you know, in terms of the fact, well, here's this space, and now we put some anchor points into it. And what I'm trying to do is orient your thinking quite in reverse to what has always been on this. Here's some anchor points. Now we've got some space. Although, when you think of any one of these structural changes, think first of space. But what's primary with regard to space? Anchor points. Without anchor points, there isn't any space. Space is a viewpoint of dimension. If you want to look across a space, you could postulate to yourself, I am now looking across this space. But if you're actually going to look across that space, you have to look over here to a dimension point. I call to your attention Scientology 8008, which goes into this rather tremendously. It is the basic material on space, the textbook. little book, goes into this quite considerably. Dimension points. Anchor points, dimension points. An anchor point is a dimension point which has a constancy, or which is constantly holding up some space. An anchor point is a dimension point with some constancy. That's why we call them anchor points. All right. Has a lot to do with processing. Your pre-clear's out of space. You run opening procedure, you say, oh, find some spots in space around here. He almost goes mad. He is so accustomed to having the meshed universe present him with a dimension point, ready-made, tailor-made dimension point. Here, the meshed universe says, here's the dimension point. So you say, find a spot in this space around here, and he looks and looks and looks, waiting for some hand to be extended from Valhalla or something, presenting him with an anchor point so that he can look at it there. And this is real silly. Why should he do this? Well, he can't find a spot in space without an anchor point. That is his first dedication. And it doesn't occur to him that he can find a spot short of an anchor point. You know, the spot doesn't have to have a mass in it. All he has to do is postulate that there is a position, and he has already got a location. You're trying to re-educate him into postulating some positions. If he could postulate the positions, he could go around and find all the spots in space imaginable, but you'll get some pre-clears, they'll almost blow their brains out before they get this straightened out. They'll say, but I have to locate it in relationship to the walls. Okay, locate it in relationship, but I know, but... They get very upset about an empty piece of space. Well, that's because they're upset about space in general, because the anchor points belong to somebody else, not to themselves. No anchor points belong to them anymore. Anchor points are owned by everyone else. They have begun to live this kind of a life. They've said, well, that is Chicago because I know Bill there. You know, here's Bill, is in Chicago, and there is a Chicago because I know somebody there, Bill, and Bill there in Chicago is a good friend of mine. They're talking about an anchor point of theirs. They're talking about Bill. Bill is an anchor point. You look around through life and find that you have many anchor points in terms of people. But if a person only knew he was alive and had space because other people were alive and had space, he would be having a rough time of it. You can actually do a lot for a case simply by picking up who is the space of this case. And you get universe processing directly. That's the basic question, universe processing. Who's the space of this case? Well, now let's look at space in many other categories. How many ways could you seem to put up space? Let's look at a shiny sun. It's sitting there in the firmament, fermenting. The atomic fission is going zing, 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 and it's putting out photons. And they go out in all directions. So obviously it's making space, isn't it?